All right, we're going to have our Christmas message this morning. Vamos a tener el mensaje navideño. And today I've gone through the scriptures, and every year I pick a different theme. We're in the same area usually every year, but I have to find a theme that's running through the scriptures so that we can also apply it to us today. Okay? Estoy busqué un tema que iba por las escrituras que se relaciona a la temporada navideña, ¿verdad? Y me encontré un tema muy importante. It's the theme of preparation. And God is a God of preparation. He loves to prepare things, especially when he's going to do something great. He's into preparing, and he gathers people. He picks out people, and he says, "You're going to help me prepare." Okay? You're going to help me prepare. Ese tema se trata de la preparación, porque tenemos un Dios de preparación, siempre anda preparando él siempre anda, y también escoge a personas y les dice a ellos, tú te he escogido para que me ayudes a preparar. He did that with Noah. Noah had to prepare a boat and save a remnant, brothers, and start all over. Okay? Empezó con Noé, ¿se acuerdan? Y lo hizo a él preparar, ¿verdad? Para empezar la tierra de nuevo, ¿verdad? Con otra generación, ¿verdad? De gente. And he's been doing that throughout history. If we look at the Bible and notice those things. El Dios lo ha hecho en la Biblia muchas veces. Si tú te fijas bien cuando lo estás leyendo. And one of the greatest preparation of all was the coming of his son. Okay? La preparación más grande que Dios él hizo era la venida de su hijo. Cientos de años de antemano estaba él diciendo por medio de los profetas de que su hijo venía. Yeah? Hundreds of years before the coming of Jesus, God was saying through the prophets that his son was on his way. He was coming. Yeah? And he was going to save his people from their sin. He iba a salvar a su pueblo de sus pecados. And so we're going to look at how God is preparing. Because, you know, whether you know it or not, if you call yourself a Christian, then God is preparing you. Yeah? Because the first time Jesus came, he introduced us to him when he came to make redemption and pay for our sins. But then he's coming again. Okay, and we need to be on the path of preparation, spiritual preparation, obedient preparation. Yeah? And hopefully you can glean from this word what you need to be doing, okay? What you need to change in your life. Entonces vamos a ver, hermanos, que también cuando Dios estaba hablando de su hijo, que él venía, ¿eh? Él quiere que también nosotros estemos preparados, ¿eh? No solo el pueblo en ese tiempo cuando vino la primera vez, pero nosotros sabiendo que va a regresar y nos va a llevar a la casa eterna, ¿verdad? Un día, y quiere que estemos preparados, ¿eh? Y aquí le vamos a sacar algo de prepararnos nosotros y no ser hallado en sorpresa, ¿no? Sorprendido que vino el Señor y se fue y se llevó a su pueblo, ¿eh? No, hay que estar preparado. So, let's move into this morning's message. It's a story of preparation. That's what Christmas is all about. La Navidad se trata de una historia de preparación. We'll be focusing in Luke chapter 1. Estamos enfocándonos en Lucas capítulo 1. And so before he does great things, I said, God, you see that God does great preparation. Antes de hacer algo grandísimo, Dios está haciendo preparación, hermanos. Y vamos a ver lo que él hizo cuando vino la primera vez su hijo. So, point number one, brothers. God prepared a forerunner for the coming of his son. Very important person, okay? And this was, of course, John the Baptist, ¿verdad? Miramos que antes de que nació Jesús, Dios estaba preparando uno que iba a ser precursor para la venida de su hijo, ¿verdad? Uno que iba a preparar el camino para su hijo, tenía que ser nacido primero, ¿verdad? Y este era Juan el Bautista, Juan el Bautista. And we're going to look at verse 15, where an angel told of John's importance to his father, okay? Vamos a ver aquí que un ángel explica la importancia de este niño, de este hombre que iba a crecer, y le estaba hablando a su padre, ¿verdad? El ángel, en el templo. Let's read verses 15 through 17. Vamos a leer del 15 al 17. This is the angel speaking. Aquí está hablando el ángel. For he will be great, said the angel, in the sight of the Lord. Okay? This is how God was going to make him great. He's going to prepare him, make him a great man. Dice aquí, porque él será grande delante del Señor. Está hablando de Juan. Y Dios lo iba a hacer grande. No va a ser nacido grande. Lo va a hacer, lo va a preparar, ¿verdad? and he will drink no wine or liquor, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit while yet in his mother's womb. Not even Jesus was received the Spirit until he was baptized. But this guy, he had it while he was in his mother's womb, brothers. Yeah? Y dice algo importante aquí, no beberá ni vino ni licor y será lleno del Espíritu Santo aún desde el vientre de su madre. Qué importante, nadie jamás había sido lleno del Espíritu en el vientre de su madre. Solo este hombre, ¿verdad? Este Juan. And he, verse 16, will turn. This is what he's going to do. This is why he's going to be great. He will turn many of the sons of Israel back to the Lord their God. It is he who will go as a forerunner before him, Jesus, in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers back to their children and the disobedient to the attitude of the righteous so as to make ready a people, there it is, prepared for the Lord. They had to be prepared for the Lord. We have prepared for the Lord. Yeah. Y dice en el 16, y hará volver a muchos de los hijos de Israel al Señor su Dios. Ahí está su misión, ¿verdad? Y irá delante de él en el espíritu y el poder de Elías para hacer volver los corazones de los padres a los hijos y de los desobedientes a la actitud de los justos a fin de preparar para el Señor un pueblo bien dispuesto. Un pueblo dispuesto, un pueblo preparado, hermanos. Y así es, nosotros tenemos que estar preparados. So, point number one, John the Baptist had to be the right kind of person. God would do a lot of preparation in his life. Juan Bautista tuvo que ser un tipo correcto de persona, de carácter, ¿verdad? Para ser eficaz y efectivo en la misión que él, Dios tenía para él de regresar al pueblo de Israel para atrás al Señor. See, to be used of God, you got to be the right person. That doesn't mean you got to be perfect. You just got to say, Lord, whatever you want to do in my life, you do it. And God will do it. It's his power that's going to change us and prepare us, but we got to let ourselves. We got to let ourselves. We got to say, go ahead, Lord, do your work. Do your work in my life. I'll stop fighting. I'll stop fighting. I'll stop running away. And God will begin to do the work to prepare us for the Lord. And so he was filled with the Holy Spirit. What does that do when you're filled with the Holy Spirit? ¿Qué quiere decir cuando uno está lleno de Espíritu? Es lo que the Holy Spirit, brothers, what he does is he sets you apart to do what God wants you. When the Holy Spirit has his way in your life, he begins to work. Okay? He begins to change your thinking about things. He changes your heart. He even changes your feelings about certain things so that it starts to align with how God thinks and how God feels and what God wants to do. It's because it's the Holy Spirit doing his work in your life. A Christian can resist the Holy Spirit because now the letting the flesh lead his life and letting the world influence his decisions instead of the Holy Spirit, which uses the Bible, brothers. He uses the Word of God. And so we need to be a people that is filled with the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, do Holy Spirit, lead me. Change me. I need some more change because I'm struggling. And God loves honesty. He loves confession. He loves you to confess the truth. Entonces tenemos que ser personas llenas del Espíritu, hermano, porque el Espíritu es el que nos cambia el corazón, el pensar, los sentimientos, y hasta que se alinee con los de Dios, hermanos, y nos pueda guiar a nosotros. Pero no hay que resistir el Espíritu Santo como creyentes. Muchas veces dejamos que la carne, lo sea la carne, gobierne, la influencia del mundo no sea el ejemplo para nosotros, en vez de la influencia de la palabra de Dios. Y tenemos que rendirnos cada día al Espíritu Santo. Guíame, Espíritu, cámbiame porque estoy fallando. Y al Señor le encanta cuando confesamos la verdad y así puede trabajar mejor en nosotros. So, number two, believers, also that's us, we need to be the right kind of people for the coming of the Lord, okay? For the coming of the Lord, we need to be the right kind of people. And one of the things that John did, brothers, if you noticed when it was up there, was that he will turn many to the sons of Israel back to the Lord, yeah? Una de las cosas que los creyentes deben de tener en cuenta, así como Juan el Bautista iba a volver a muchos de los hijos de Israel para que regresen al Señor, nosotros también, you know? It's not just about me, you know? when I become a Christian, when I start following Jesus, it's just not about me, it's also about my fellow brother and my neighbor. As I sense the love of God for me, Then the Holy Spirit starts giving me love for my neighbor and for my family, you know? Because I started to realize I want to spend eternity with them too. I want them to know the Lord and to walk with the Lord. I want my children to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, not just me, because I want my family to be in heaven together. Not some of us, not just me. And love puts me to work to pray for my family, to be an example to my family, to my neighbor. That is the whole work of the Holy Spirit, making me see into eternity, not into tomorrow, until my retirement. He makes me see beyond that into eternity. And who am I taking with me?
Tenemos que entender, hermano, como creyentes, así como Juan el Bautista estaba pensando en otros, a traerlos, a regresarlos al camino del Señor. Así nosotros como cristianos debemos estar pensando no solo en mí, pero también mi familia, mis hijos, mis nietos. Que yo sea el ejemplo para ellos también. Que yo ore por ellos, que Dios obre en sus vidas, ¿verdad? Porque no quiero que mi familia también esté en el cielo juntos, no nomás yo, no nomás unos cuantos, pero todos, quiero que llevarme todos a la presencia del Señor. Y esa es la obra del Espíritu Santo. Cuando dejo de enfocarme en mí y empiezo a enfocarme en otros y sus necesidades, es la obra del Espíritu Santo. Señor, obra en mí, work in me, Holy Spirit. Oh, so that's our job, brothers. While God is preparing me, He's also making me like Jesus and like John the Baptist and trying to get others into the kingdom. That's part of my preparation. Learning to think about other people's needs.
Parte de mi preparación es que yo empiece a pensar y enfocarme en las necesidades de otros también. No nomás las mías. No nomás mi inmediato, mis hijos nomás, pero abarcar más gente.
So, point number two, that was the question there. Not only did he prepare John, but he prepared a special woman to be his mother.
God said, I'm going to prepare you to carry my son for 9 months.
Dios dijo a una mujer especial, ¿eh? La preparó Dios para que cargue a su hijo por 9 meses. Por 9 meses. And she had no idea that God was going to do that. No tenía la idea ella que Dios iba a hacer eso.
And something special that God was... Part of the preparation, brothers, even before Jesus came... into her life, okay, is that he prepared her since she was a child. God kept her a virgin, made sure that her upbringing and everything she was taught in the Lord, that she took care of herself and she sanctified even her body and the Lord, and she was ready for what the Lord had for her. She was a virgin.
Una virgen descendiente de David había escogido Dios, y Dios la mantuvo una virgen.
Nowadays, brothers, virginity is looked down upon by the world. Something's wrong with you. Yeah? You're deficient. And they make up all kinds of excuses to make the person give it up. To give it up. Not wait till they meet their spouse. So we need to preserve the value of virginity until when God chooses the right person for us, that's the time to give as a present.
Tenemos que entender, ma, hoy en día ser virgen no es algo positivo en el mundo. Muchas veces les hacen burla, les dicen que algo tienes mal contigo, ¿verdad? Que no estás manteniendo el gozo, el gozo de la vida. Y pues, hermanos, hay que entender que es un regalo de Dios y que se regala a la persona adecuada que va a ser la pareja que Dios tiene para nosotros.
So she kept herself a virgin, brothers.
And men too, brothers. Los hombres también deben de mantener eso. Not just the women.
Ah, when I met my wife, married her at 31 years old, I was a virgin too. So was she. And I had made a decision. It wasn't by accident. When I came to know Christ, I said, Lord, I want to give myself for the first time to my wife. Lord, would you help me? And God helped me.
Sometimes... And sometimes I forget that the God was helping me, you know, because I was frustrated and everything like that. But, you know, when I waited for the Lord and God brought her to me. God is a matchmaker. If you let him, if you trust him, he'll match you up with the right person.
Yo cuando la virgindad es importante para los varones, como dije, yo a los 31 años todavía era virgen cuando me casé con mi esposa. Yo le di ese regalo y ella me dio el suyo. Pero fue una decisión que yo hice con el Señor cuando vine a Cristo a los 18. Yo le dije, Señor, yo quiero dar,
Yo sé que esto es importante para ti. Yo quiero dar este regalo, que la primera persona con que yo tenga esta clase de intimidad, que sea mi esposa. Y el Señor me ayudó, me cuidó, me protegió, y por fin encontré a mi esposa, ¿verdad? Y el Señor le gusta hacer parejas con la persona que Él escoge. Pero tenemos que dejar que lo haga y confiar en Él. Si tú lo vas a hacer, en vez de dejar que Dios te lo escoja, pues va a haber problemas, hermanos. Deja que Dios lo haga y tú confía en Él. So yeah, it's something that we need to understand, brothers. Trust the Lord with your future spouse. Say, Lord, you're in control. Because if I choose, things might not turn out the way I thought they would. But you know the future, Lord. You know the best choice for your daughter, for your son. I'm going to trust you. We need to do it. Tenemos que hacer eso. So, let's look what the scripture says about her. Look, in verse 26, Luke 1:26, Lucas 1:26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have been found. You have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." That's preparation. Is let him know what's going to happen, okay? Y el sexto mes, el ángel Gabriel fue enviado por Dios a una ciudad en Galilea llamada Nazaret, a una virgen desposada con a un hombre que se llamaba José, de los descendientes de David, y el nombre de la virgen era María. Y entrando en el ángel le dijo, "Salve, muy favorecida, el Señor está contigo, bendita eres tú entre las mujeres." En el 30 dice, y el ángel le dijo, "No temas, María, porque has hallado gracia delante de Dios, y he aquí, recibirás en tu seno y darás a luz a un hijo, y conceberás, digo, y le pondrás por nombre Jesús." So, very important details. She would be a virgin. Just as God said back in Isaiah, hundreds of years before that, he would prepare a virgin. Back it says, and she would bear a son. Ella será una virgen, así como dijo Dios en el por medio del profeta Isaías, cientos de años antes, que una virgen dará a luz a un hijo. Yeah? Dará a luz a un hijo. And beautiful. And it says here, just a little detail about, it says, "For I'll give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will be with child and bear a son, and he will call his name Emmanuel." El Señor mismo os dará una señal, y aquí una virgen recibirá y dará luz a un hijo, y le pondrás por nombre Emmanuel. So number two, also it says, we see in this passage that Mary would be from the line of David. Y esta mujer preparada sería del linaje de David. You know, there were hundreds, if not maybe thousands of people who were, by the time hundreds of years after David had grown and in numbers, brothers, and so there was probably hundreds of people that were from the line of David in Israel. And but only God would only choose one. Cientos de personas quizás estaban relacionadas al linaje de David para entonces, hermanos, porque era mucho tiempo. No era la única. She wasn't the only one. Pero Dios iba a escoger una sola persona. She was probably forgotten. She was living in obscurity in one of the poorest towns, which was Nazareth, brothers, low reputation. And nobody even knew that she was one of the David's. But God knew. That's what mattered. God knew. Ella estaba olvidada en su linaje, una niña, ¿ya? Menospreciada en una ciudad menospreciada que es Nazaret, pero Dios sabía quién era ella y Dios sabía qué tenía en su corazón. God knew what kind of person she was in her heart, and so he chose her. He chose her. And we see also here that God prepared Mary with the identity of the child. And that's very important. You don't give me a child, I want to know who he is. Yeah? Si tú me vas a dar un hijo, yo quiero saber quién es. Y Dios le preparó dándole a ella la identidad de este niño. La identidad del niño. Let's look at Luke 1:32. Lucas 1:32. It says, "He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Man, that's a long time. That's forever, brothers. There's no end to this, okay? This is how special your son's going to be. Este será grande y será llamado Hijo del Altísimo. y el Señor Dios le dará el trono de su padre David y reinará sobre la casa de Jacob para siempre, y su reino no tendrá fin. Reyes van y vienen, hermanos, presidentes van y vienen, pero Jesús va a ser para siempre. ¿Eh?
We have kings that come and go, presidents that come and go, brothers, and but Jesus, when he comes, brother, it's going to be forever. It's going to be forever. He's going to be king forever and ever. And it says that he will be the son of the Most High. Another translation is, for this word in Hebrew, is possessor of heaven and earth. Possessor of heaven and earth. That's the son of this, whoever's possessor of heaven and earth. Okay?
Ser el hijo del Altísimo quiere decir ser posesor del cielo y la tierra, hermanos.
And a son, to be also related to King David, brothers, that was a prophetic title, brothers, for the Messiah. She knew in that moment that she was giving birth to the awaited Messiah.
Wow.
All of Israel is waiting for the Messiah. And the angel says, you got him. You got him. You're going to raise the Messiah, give birth to him and raise him.
Y el ángel, hermanos, sabiendo que todo Israel está esperando el Mesías, le dijo, tú, este niño viene del linaje de David y va a reinar como rey. Es el Mesías, hermanos. Y ella es la que fue escogida para esto.
And last, a third area that she was being prepared was explaining the virgin birth. Because I'm sure she was scared. What do you mean I'm going to give birth? I'm a virgin. What do you mean I'm going to have a baby?
Entonces Dios también preparó, explicándole a ella, hermanos, el nacimiento virginal, porque en el momento que le dijo que le iba a tener un niño, hermanos, pues le dio un temor a ella, sabiendo, pues yo soy una virgen, ¿cómo es esto posible? Explícamelo.
So the angel lets her know. Verse 34, Mary said to the angel, how can this be since I'm a virgin? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
Yeah? There's the work of the Holy Spirit.
And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. For nothing will be impossible with God.
Entonces María dijo al ángel, ¿cómo será esto, puesto que soy virgen? Y respondiendo el ángel le explicó, ¿verdad? Le dijo, el Espíritu Santo vendrá sobre ti y el poder del Altísimo te cubrirá con su sombra. Por eso, lo santo que nacerá será llamado el Hijo de Dios. Porque ninguna cosa será imposible para Dios.
Brothers, we got the whole Trinity here. The power of the Most High, the Holy Spirit, and the Son of God. All working to bring forth the coming of the Messiah.
Yeah? Entonces aquí tenemos toda la Trinidad, hermanos. El Espíritu Santo, el poder del Altísimo, es el Padre, ¿verdad? Y la venida del Hijo, el nacimiento del Hijo de Dios.
So again, brothers, it's the Holy Spirit, the power working and doing this miracle.
El poder, claramente, del Espíritu Santo y el Padre también.
And he would be, there's the identity, the Son of God.
Ahí está la identidad, el Hijo de Dios.
Now, a lot of religions rail against this concept that God has a son. They rail, the Muslims rail against it. God has no son.
Very clear. To be called the Son of God.
Hay muchas religiones que no le gusta el concepto que Dios tenga un hijo. Que Dios no tiene hijos.
¿Eh?
Pero aquí está muy claro, hermanos, que en todo esto que ocurrió, que Dios trabajó por medio del Espíritu Santo y su poder, que de ahí vino su hijo. Y ahí vino su hijo. No vino de José. Didn't come from Joseph. It came by the Holy Spirit.
Vino por medio del Espíritu Santo.
So, let's move on. Last person that God prepared. And we know he prepared a special star.
Yeah?
And shepherds to be there to worship him and presents to be brought to him by wise men. But we don't have time for that. Okay? He prepared a special man, a godly man, for Mary and the child.
Miramos que también Dios preparó un varón piadoso para María y el niño.
Un hombre piadoso.
We need to understand that Joseph was a man, a person like us, with dreams. We got our own dreams. We got our own plans, right? And hopefully God will say, you know, I'm letting those happen.
Yeah? Todos nosotros, José era como nosotros, un hombre regular, ¿verdad? Piadoso claramente, ¿verdad? Pero tenía él sueños, deseos, planes en su vida, ¿verdad?
And just let me introduce, he planned to one day meet a special girl that had saved herself for him, and they were going to have a great wedding. He would treat her like a prince, and then go home and build a home together.
Me imagino que él como varón, ¿verdad? Piadoso, tenía ese deseo un día de encontrar una mujer especial, ¿verdad? Que ella se alzó para él, ¿verdad? El cual iba a tener una boda grande y bonita, ¿verdad? Y se iban a casar y tener y levantar una familia, ¿verdad? De gran prestigio en la comunidad. But it didn't go that way. Pero así no fue como trabajó.
Well, let's see what happened.
Yeah.
Joseph, starting in verse 19.
And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man.
What happened? Remember, he finds out she's already pregnant. And she comes back from visiting her cousin. His dream is blown up.
Y luego dice, y José, su marido, siendo un hombre justo. Y acuérdense, hermanos, acaba de él de saber que regresó de la visita a su prima. Y ya venía ella embarazada. Y ahí se destruyó su sueño.
There goes his dream, brothers.
And then what happened? Verse 20, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife.
He was afraid now, brothers.
Dice el ángel, versículo 20, se le apareció en un sueño un ángel del Señor diciendo, José, hijo de David, no temas recibir a María, tu mujer, como tu mujer. Tenía temor.
Brothers, it was a stigma in the religious community to marry an unfaithful woman. And he was afraid, I'm not going to marry her.
Era algo muy feo en la comunidad religiosa de que un hombre piadoso se case con una mujer que ha sido infiel a él. Que ha sido infiel en su cuando están ellos comprometidos. Él tenía el temor de casarse. Él estaba diciendo, yo no me voy a casar con ella.
Me voy a deshacer de esa relación. I'm going to distance myself and break that engagement.
His dream had blown up. Su sueño había sido reventado, hermanos, en pedacitos.
And but notice what happens. The angel is still speaking.
Don't be afraid, he tells him.
No tengas temor, le dijo.
Mary, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
Remember, this is a dream.
And he sees the angel, hears the angel talking to him in the dream, and he's from the Holy Spirit, and she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
And verse 24, and Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the Lord commanded him and took Mary as his wife.
Y dice en el 21, y dará luz, dice el ángel, a un hijo y le pondrás por nombre Jesús porque él salvará a su pueblo de sus pecados. Y en el 24 dice, cuando despertó José del sueño, hizo como el ángel del Señor le había dicho, mandado, y tomó consigo a su mujer.
So, just to sum it up, brother, Joseph set aside his dream to follow God's will. That's part of the preparation, brothers, in a person's life, when we're willing to let go of ourselves and trust God and follow Him.
You're not going to have a special wedding, a big, none of that, Joseph, because that's not going to work.
Just take Mary and marry her and start your family. Give up your dream and just trust me.
He could do that because he wanted to be a righteous and he listened to the Lord.
Y aquí miramos que Dios le estaba diciendo, José, suelta tu sueño.
Tu sueño de tener esa boda especial, ¿verdad? Esa celebración, porque aquí no va a trabajar bien. No te van a dejar que tú hagas eso, porque ya está embarazada.
Pero este va a salvar a su pueblo de sus pecados,
a este mundo.
Toma, confía en mí y cásate con él.
Y siguió el sueño del Señor, siendo un hombre piadoso.
So the lesson, brothers, the lesson for us, following God's command is how everyone prepares for the return of Jesus.
It's how everyone prepares to enter heaven.
It's how Joseph prepared himself to raise the Messiah.
It's to obey, even in a difficult, embarrassing situation, he took her to be his wife, being already pregnant.
La lección para nosotros, hermanos, es que seguir el mandato de Dios es la forma en que todos nosotros nos preparamos para entrar al cielo, nos preparamos para cuando regrese Jesús.
Y es como José se prepara para ser el padre del Mesías.
Es obedecer el mandato del Señor.
And that's our lesson as we wrap it up today, brothers, is that we need to be on the path of obedient preparation.
We can't make up our own religion and say shacking up together is okay.
Yeah, you're making up your own religion, okay?
And God doesn't recognize anybody else's religion except his own, except his word. And we need to stand on what God said morally in this world. Morally in this world.
Así nosotros, hermanos, tenemos que seguir en el, estar en el camino de la obediencia, de la preparación obediente a Dios. Siguiendo, haciendo lo que Él dice. No haciendo nuestra propia religión, donde tomamos un mandamiento y ese no me gusta, voy a cambiarlo. No. Tenemos que pararnos sobre la verdad de lo que Dios dice. Ahí estamos siendo, dejando que Dios nos prepare, que el Espíritu Santo nos prepare.
And I love this verse, brothers, that Jesus gave us. And it reinforces, if I can get it, there it is. See, these are people who are prepared, okay? Christmas already went, came and went. Now, his second coming is on its way, brothers. And he says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. See, and that's what the Holy Spirit is doing right now in every single one of our lives. He's trying to convince us, to spur us on, to encourage us to obey God. How? His word. You're in church, you're reading, you're hearing God's will, you're hearing God's word. You go home, you read your Bible, you know what the will of the Father is because you're learning it and trying to do it with asking the Holy Spirit to empower you.
Así, hermanos, dice claramente, no todo el que me dice, Señor, Señor, entrará al reino de los cielos, pero el que hace la voluntad de mi Padre que está en los cielos. Y así, por eso estamos aquí, donde Dios nos está preparando, el Espíritu Santo nos está moviendo a nosotros a que nos rindamos a hacer la voluntad del Padre, que está en la Biblia, hermano, que está aquí, que está, la estudiamos, ¿verdad? En los domingos, aquí, en la casa, cuando abrimos la Biblia, y estamos aprendiendo, y estamos preparándonos.
And so, he wants a people ready for the Lord.
He wants a people ready for the Lord. Just talked about, the same as it mentioned John the Baptist, right? And the disobedient to the attitude of the righteous, so as to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Como dijo acerca de Juan, y a los desobedientes que regresen a la actitud de los justos, a fin de preparar para el Señor un pueblo bien preparado.
One of the things that is the hardest in the Christian life, as we close up, brothers, is reconciliation. Reconciliation. God would know that in the last times there would be broken family. And he said that when the prophet that comes, the spirit of Elijah, that he would restore the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers. God knew that in the last days, brothers, the fathers would be absent in the home because of brokenness. Many homes are like that. And God wants dads and kids to be reunited. Even moms and daughters to be reunited in their hearts. And if you're a Christian, you have to let God move you in that direction. Yeah? That's part of the preparation. Peace with God, so I can have peace with my family and neighbor.
Y así, hermano, tenemos que entender en los últimos días, dijo claramente que cuando venga el profeta en el espíritu de Elías, que él iba a reunir los corazones de los padres a los hijos, de los hijos a los padres, y tenía que haber reconciliación en los últimos días, hermanos. Reconciliación para. Y hay que dejar que el Espíritu nos mueva, que nos movamos, no tengamos temor, no tengamos coraje y amargura, pero que deje que el Espíritu traiga paz otra vez en la familia.
Moms, let dad reconcile. Yes, he blew it. You blew it too. But let dads have access to get right with it. That's what God wants. That's in the heart of God.
En el corazón de Dios está. Hay que dejar a los padres que se reconcilien con sus hijos. Aunque fueron malos, pero cuando ellos se les mueva a Dios en sus corazones a reconciliarse, déjenlos. Es lo que está en el corazón de nuestro Dios.
Sí, preparation. The story of preparation. Una historia de preparación.
Let's all stand.
Vamos a ponernos de pie.
We're going to pray. And ask God to prepare us. Ask God to prepare us. Vamos a orar y vamos a pedirle a Dios que nos prepare. Porque Cristo viene otra vez.
Jesus is coming again. Father God, we come before you right now. I know you're about preparation. We see it in the scriptures. And we know, Lord, you're preparing us. But we haven't always been cooperative. Lord, forgive us. We want to confess that.
Padre, gracias que nos acuerdas que eres un Dios de preparación y que nos tienes aquí, Señor, preparándonos para tu venida, Señor. Pero no hemos cooperado contigo siempre. Perdónanos, Señor, porque hemos sido ignorantes. We've been ignorant, Lord,
that this is why you left us and you showed us, introduced us to your Son, the Savior. Lord, right now, Lord, we want you. We want your Spirit to begin to prepare us, to change our heart and our thinking and our values and our priorities so that they align with you, so that you can do your work in our heart, in our life, in our family, and through us, Lord, touch other people, that they would see that you're a God who can change a life and you can turn people back to yourself. Yes, start with me. Empieza conmigo, Señor. Que tu espíritu empiece a trabajar en mí y cambiar mi actitud, mi pensar, mis prioridades, Señor. Para que tú obres en mí y yo sea tu hijo, Señor, y tu instrumento de que traigas paz y reconciliación a mi familia. Y también con aquellos que quizás son mis enemigos, Señor. Oh, Señor, obra en mí. Te dejo, Señor. Ya no te voy a resistir. I'm going to stop resisting you. I want you to do your work. If you consider me your daughter, your son, Lord, take control of my life. Tú me consideras tu hijo o tu hija, Señor, toma control. Porque quiero seguir a Jesús. I want to start following. So he is my Lord and my... We pray this in Jesus' name. En nombre de Jesús. And God's people say, amen. Amen. All right.